So all of these photos are centered around the King Soopers shooting and the aftermath. Tell me about the exhibit. What should people expect to see?
Well, thanks again. I appreciate the chance to talk about it. It's a series of portraits of people who have had some intersection with the events of the previous year. So we have photographed over 25 people, and we just started. But this first section is primarily people in the community. That also includes King Super employees and people from mental health partners who work with aspects of healing and assistance at the Boulder Strong Resource Center. And we wanted to get a good sense of the environment before beginning. So the portrait project began early to mid fall, and it's of people where they are now.
How did you come to this idea of doing a photo essay about this? I mean, is this something that you had photos for and then decided to put together?
Sure. So when the events happened this year, I photographed that the following week. Along the fence primarily, and some of the memorial events. But I felt like there was more to be done. And over the summer, I thought that perhaps trying to work on a large-scale portrait project, large-scale in the sense of numbers, if we could try to build an archive. And so I approached the Museum of Boulder with this idea. And thankfully, right away, they got on board. I feel like they gave the project a lot of validity and a lot of reason for me to reach out to people. And I'm very grateful for the Museum of Boulder to allow that partnership to exist.
You describe your portraits as collaborative. Can you tell me about what that means?
Yeah. So before moving into academia, I was a photojournalist, and it was more or oftentimes seen as we would photograph and then we would decide what was published. But here, I feel like this is more of an archive, and I'm trying to build a collaborative archive of Boulder. And I want people to have some agency in how they're represented. So I'm consistently showing them the work as I photograph them. And a lot of times we just get feedback along the way. And I want them to be able to tell me how they want to be photographed. And I think given the profoundly delicate nature of what we're trying to do, I have to keep in mind when we begin to think about asking people to revisit aspects of the moment in time in their lives or moments in time in their lives that are very difficult. I think it's even more important to ask their involvement and their agency.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting thing to think about, because I think a lot of times journalism is this kind of removed lens. Have you noticed a change in your photos, or what kinds of photos does that create?
I think it's a great question. I think it's a different experience in the sense of, as a journalist, I'm reminded that oftentimes a journalist's role is to attempt to record visions of and aspects of the truth as it happens. So I find it, frankly, in many ways more intimate, may not be the right word, but I feel more connected to those that I'm photographing. And I feel tied to the project and to their experience in ways that I wouldn't as a photojournalist. It's nice.
What did you learn from taking these photos and creating this series?
I think I've learned and have been reminded of the profound level of loss that comes with the mass shooting. I think we forget in this, we remember it the first week, the first 2 weeks, we were reminded it through reports of the news and our interaction, but it is easy to forget that even a year later that event has had a rippling. And I think if I can add a space and an opportunity and a time where people can come together and see themselves and see others in the community who have gone through similar experiences, it is my hope that people can feel heard and can feel seen. And I think that promotes some of the healing process.
Is there anything else that I should ask you or that you'd like to add?
I'm just grateful for the opportunity to talk about the project. And I'm really passionate about this, and it's growing fast. And I can see this continue to grow. So if anybody who has had an intersection or been impacted and would like me to make a portrait of them, they could certainly contact me.
Ross Taylor is an assistant professor of photography at CU Boulder. His exhibit, A Lens Towards Healing, opens tonight at Chautauqua's Community House. Ross, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.